mobile monitor. Adam and Charlie, channel 4 VW. 4. CEW, channel 4 E. TW. Hey, how's it going, Ben?
You were a little bit scratchy for a minute, but you're coming through.
I might be a little better at the moment.
The transmission was much better. You at your house?
Yeah, I'm heading toward Greer. I'm fixing to go down to the river run down here, so I might break out again. Just a minute.
Through where today?
I got to stay in the road here lately.
He's out there. You got a long way to go right now?
Now let me get up on top of the hill. Ben, try it again. See if you can read me.
Keep pretty clear. No problem.
I got them radios made, and I got a question about that cable on the bottom. I'm not sure what that does. I don't know if you remember seeing it or not, but I can't put a 259 amp on it. It don't work that way.
I think it is an N connector, and I might have given you a jumper cable at the time and said something about it. So there might, you might have a little piece of wire cabling that's like maybe a foot long, and it's got an N connector on one end for that antenna, and then a PL259 on the other end for, you know, standard feed line and radios.
I think you're right on the part of the antenna, but the other end didn't look like a 259 either. I'll make a picture of it, but I've got to meet with Leroy in here in a little bit, and I'm going to ask him, see if I'm looking at it right.
I thought we had a jumper cable that went with it to convert it, but yeah, you shoot me some pictures and show it to Leroy as well. We'll get it figured out. That sounds simple enough.
And just by the way, you've got that digital thing on the end again. It's got about a foot and a half cable on it. And I think that's what you're talking about, the end connector set up. But it's got about a foot long cable for it.
It reminded me about that digital blast. I had to factory reset my radio this morning, so I don't have all the settings put back in correctly. So I'll get that as soon as our conversation's done.
It's not bothersome, man. It don't interfere in another communication. I just hear it.
Whenever I release the push to talk, it probably goes something like that. That's an ID going out digitally.
You sound just like it.
I know my digital sounds pretty well. After lots of listening, hearing different ones.
Looking over you, I was asking if you was at home.
I'm at home, just hopefully finishing up work in about 20 minutes here.
After that, I've got a little tripod that I had that 11 meter on. I'm gonna put it on it. And I've got about 80 foot 213. I'm gonna hook to it when I get it all figured out. Just try it out.
You got a good plan. I think the hardest part was probably tapping those radials and getting them to fit, but it sounds like you did it.
Put too much pressure on that aluminum. I fixed one and just ripped the threads off of it, put too much pressure on it. Done it on the other thing, done it the same thing, so had to cut one off and redo it, but got it right this time.
Thank you for the advice, because I'm going to get some aluminum rods for mine and do the same thing. And it's good to keep in mind that it's softer than steel and it's going to tap differently.
Roger, you go over here anytime soon, give me a holler. I might go over and just pick up some spare stuff.
How about going up to Traveler's Rest?
Negative. That location I sent you about Lyman.
Okay. I'm going to check the True Value stores Ace Hardware stores that are near me that have the welding rods. If they don't have it, then I'll have to make the trek to Lyman. But I'll have to see if I need the 1/8 or the 3/16 for mine, and then see who has them in stock.
Okay, the Ace over here at Greer, it seemed like it had a large one, but it didn't have the 3/16, and that was the only thing they had. Just a piece or two of that, and the rest of it was steel.
SBA's comment.
KR4ETW.
Didn't mean to intrude on your old conversation, but I overheard it. Are you looking for like an 1/8-inch aluminum welding rod?
For the EW, this is Ben. No, I'm looking for, well, I have to measure it. I think it's going to be a 3/16-inch welding rod, aluminum, instead of an 1/8-inch, but I have to measure it first.
Roger that, Ben. I don't know if you're aware of it, but, well, I used to work in welding supplies, too, other than welding, but I think it's Highway 25 or over there close to the Donaldson Center. Not far from Donaldson Center, there's a welding supply place. I think it's called Holox, or welding suppliers. Look it up, but they should have any size you need, because that's what they do. There's a welding supply company.
Chuck had found some at a hardware store in Lyman, but Lyman's a long drive for me, so I was going to hit the Ace hardware stores here, and then maybe that Donaldson store, that still might be closer than Lyman, unfortunately, because we know the store in Lyman has them. Chuck has already checked there.
I timed in because I figured you might not want to drive all the way to Lyman. That's a long ride. You know, instead of buying a whole box of, like, whatever they used to be coming in, 10 pounds, you can probably just get a, they probably just sell you a small part of them.
Well, you can find that stuff, but it ain't about 10 or 12 inches long. I got 3 pieces cut at 24, but that's the only place I found something long enough.
You might even be able to check, I doubt, like Home Depot or Lowe's in their welding, you know, where they got welders, they might have some wire for TIG. Of course, Ben knows about Harbor Freight, but they're probably going to be limited what they have. But if you go to a real welding supply store here local, they should have anything you need. I just don't know if they'll sell. They might sell it by the pound, and they might just say, oh, here's just, if you tell them what you need it for, they might just say, oh, here, take one.
We use them for our and vertical antenna radial on a dual bander, so, or a tri-bander. So the, ideally, they should be 19 inches. But on a ground plane, there's a lot of wiggle room. So that's why Chuck got the 24-inch pieces. And yeah, if I could find one 4-foot piece and just cut it. No, I need 3 of them. Never mind. But yeah, that's what's going on.
Yeah, roger that. I'm up here at Food Line. I got to go in here and get some hot dog buns for me and Mom. But I'll be back on here as soon as I get out of the store. But, yeah, I just thought I'd, you know, mention that. But, anyway, I'm going to get on the side, W4SBA, if I'll be clear.
Ben, if you look down there, one of them other places don't find, let me know. Get your diameter, and if I need to, I'll pick it up and line it for you and meet you somewhere, whatever.
Hurry, it's not for an active antenna. But it's for an antenna I'd like to end up using. So, but anyway, I'm going to get back to finishing up this cable here, power cable I'm building. So finish up work, too. So I'm going to jump off actively for a little while. KO4ZEW for IB, I will be monitoring.
KO4ZEW, be clear enough, but I got to step out, too. KR4 ETW, clear and standing.